Bravo Brazos Valley, and it's time to hear from Fran Lamb with Heritage Highlights, and she's talking about the great, great town of Iola. Take it away, Fran.
Iola, Texas, located on Farm Road 39 in northwest Grimes County, is believed to have been named for Edward Areola, one of Stephen F. Austin's colonists who settled in the vicinity in 1836. In 1852, the community's first church, Zion Methodist, was constructed. The building also served as a schoolhouse. The settlement's first gristmill, Monroe's Gin, began operating during the 1860s. The post office opened in 1871. A Masonic Lodge was formed in 1876. By the 1880s, the town had several churches, cotton gins, and gristmills. The population stood at about 109 by 1890. Between 1906 and 1907, both the Trinity and the Brazos Valley Railway and the Houston and Texas Central Railway extended lines through Iola, and a new town site was laid out along the tracks near the train depot. The Trinity and Brazos Valley Railway of Texas came into existence on October 7th of 1902. It took its name from the Trinity and Brazos Rivers. It was commonly known as the Boll Weevil. The coming of the railroad invigorated many small communities like Iola in the Brazos Valley. In Iola, a print shop was established and a newspaper appeared. The Iola Enterprise, edited and published by Reverend A.J. Frick, pastor of Zion Methodist Church. In 1909, the Iola State Bank was organized. The population reached 300 in 1910, and by 1936, the town had an estimated 500 people and 12 businesses. After World War II, the population declined, however, somewhat to an estimated 300 in 1950. Since then, it has remained virtually level. The state's first diesel-powered streamlined train, the Sam Houston Zephyr, would be inaugurated in 1936 as Texas celebrated its centennial. The sleek new stainless steel train maintained a mile-a-minute schedule between Houston and Dallas-Fort Worth with stops at Teague, Corsicana, and Waxahachie. The cost of riding the Zephyr included a meal served by train hostesses known as Zephyrites. The fares ranged in cost from $1 for a restful parlor sleep to $7.31 for a parlor car. So there you have it, another episode of Heritage Highlights, and another page in the history tying together the connection between economic growth and access to the railroad that brought goods and people to these small towns. To listen to this program or previously aired programs, go to the KAMU website at kamu.tamu.edu.
Thank you, Fran Lamb. That's another Bravo Brazos Valley and Heritage Highlights. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.